The head coach of the Beavers, Tom Cerutori, now with us. Congratulations on the win, Tom.
Thanks, Schultzy.
Getting out to a 2-0 lead after the way last night ended is the perfect way to write that script, is it not?
100%. And, no, the guys fought. They competed hard the first period. They played with a lot of desperation, and we got that lead. And it was, you know, and they, hey, then they get the first one, and now it's game on. And, you know, you want to extend that lead. Layton hit a post. Layton hit that post in the first, late in the first, and that would have made it 3-0. And that would have been obviously a nice cushion. But, again, they fought back. And then, you know, then obviously, again, like I said, you know, it was game on again. And but then I thought the guys showed a lot of grit. That was a big power play goal. Big power play goal to get that third goal. It was our second power play unit. You know, I thought Flammer just got that puck to the net right there. He ripped it. And Jets, I don't know if it went off a stick or a shaft or what, but it was a big goal. And then we just kind of fed off that.
Leighton Road in that first period seemed to be all over the ice. When he's got a motor and is running around the rink like that, he's going to have guys chasing him most of the night, isn't he?
No, Leighton's, you know, he is. You're right about them. He's got a high motor, and his motor was revved up in that first.
He and Elias just seemed to be everywhere in that first period. And the rest of the team can kind of feed off of that, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, again, he was a driver for us. He was a driver for us tonight.
You then score the 3 goals in a minute 36. You put a tight game into, all right, let's manage the game. Third period, I thought you did it quite darn well.
Yeah, we did a good job in the third. I was not, you know, too jacked up about the too many men, but guys, I went off script right there, but one guy didn't hear me on the bench telling me what line was out. And, you know, and then we get, obviously, again, the 5-1. We did a good job for a while, but, I was glad that they scored that goal at the right when that 5-on-3, you know, expired. So,
took them both out of the box.
Well, you get nervous. You get nervous if they score on a 5-on-3, then they get a little mow, and then they got another minute, you know, minute 10. They get some extended power play time. I mean, that's what goes through your mind as a coach. And so, again, I would have – not that I wanted to give up a goal, but if we gave one up, I'm glad we gave that thing up right after the 5-on-3 is what I'm getting at.
Aaron Myers and his line didn't get a ton of ice time last night. They did certainly in this third period today and get rewarded with a goal. That's a heck of a play.
Well, they got a goal in the second, too. Kirkland passed it to Lundy.
Yep.
You know, so they got two of the six tonight. So
Aaron Myers is a guy who, again, I'm not at practice every day, but I see him around with the team on the road, and he just seems like a guy who just goes about his business and doesn't make a stink about too much of anything.
No, he's a pretty quiet kid, absolutely.
You need guys who just put their head down and get to work.
Well, this team, these guys do it. This is a good bunch of guys, Schultzy. For a collective group, it's a great bunch of guys. You know, we lost a lot last year, as you know, and these guys, you're with them. They're good people, and they work hard, and it's too bad. You know what, we're on a 4-game skid, but we could have won, you know, easily could have won 3 of those 4. It wasn't like we lost those games, and they were just tight games, and a couple of them we should have won. And that's just the way it goes. But these guys, again, they showed some resiliency tonight.
Last night didn't go according to script. You can't do anything about that once the puck drops tonight. So you could only do what you could do tonight, and that's win a game and get yourself back ahead of Ferris, headed into two really, really important weekends. Senior day next weekend, final home games. Should be a heck of a weekend next weekend, Tom.
Absolutely.
See you then.
All right.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers, on our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show tonight. Beavers Cruise.